Yeah.
So let me chime in now. So I'm going to tell you my side of the story from the beginning. Get back, like Ray said, in the hotel chilling. Calls us. And like we literally, after that phone call, bro, we left. We were already making plans, bro. Like I had never ridden spots in San Francisco. We were all going to like link up with the Hellgrip boys and like do this whole thing. Bro, I'm like doing everything in my power. I'm like turning up the radio, putting the AC on like blast. This fool keeps turning the heater on. Like, and dude, I'm not kidding. I don't really remember until we got into like Riverside.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 4, and we finally got somebody on the show. Finally.
We wish we didn't, though.
Oh, dude. Here it goes.
See, this is what I've been talking about, bro. Y'all been wilding.
Yeah.
We could make it 30 seconds before shots are getting
fired. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Hey, I got my little brother on the pod today.
Ryan Gould is here with us.
This kid goes to the gym one time, bro.
Let him know.
One time. I'm so big. When's the last time you went to the gym? Oh
yeah, you have been lagging.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, you haven't been going a lot lately.
We gonna start like that right now.
I mean, you want to start?
That's okay, messed up. Okay, we're gonna start fighting here.
That's messed up.
Like we've been here for not even 60 seconds, and I'm already like getting Vegas vibes right now.
Let's go. Let's go,
bro. I can't believe you actually brought that up.
I did bring that up.
Jeez, bro. Louise,
wobble.
It was funny because like we weren't planning on like bringing anything like that up.
It's
just one of those things where you roll into it, you know. And we got there and I was like, oh boy, here's a story for you guys. Listen to this one. But like I said, we got Ryan Gould here, longtime friend of mine, teammate of a few different teams at this point. Epic, Phoenix, obviously Scooter Zone.
I think that's it.
Is that it? Yeah, I think that is actually.
Yeah, because you went full Envy and then.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, and you were never like with Mad Gear or anything.
Not cool enough. Sorry.
Shoot. Damn, another shot. That's two already.
Shoot. You'd be crying by the end of this thing.
Maybe.
Ryan, tell us a little bit about you, man. Tell us a little bit about who you are, how you got started, the whole nine yards. You know what to do, bro. You've been doing this.
The big brother. Oh. I just like to clear that up. This guy.
Schmall.
Dude. Anyways. I'm 29 years young these days.
Goddamn.
I think we've been riding now 16.
I'm at 17. I think you're
yeah. So probably like
me.
Probably like 14 years then, 15 yeah. years. So too long. I'm currently sponsored by Hellgrip, Affinity, Ends Footwear, and there's one more in River.
There you go.
Oops, sorry, Andrew.
I knew what it was. I was like, it's the one that you.
My bad,
like,
Andrew. Should have led with that one.
Oh my God. The thing is like he actually listens to these.
Yeah,
series,
I know.
So.
And I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Oh, God.
So luckily it will be out after.
Yeah, Friday. You're good.
But then also I think we're carpooling to the Woodward West contest. So it might be a long drive.
Yeah, so I hope he backhands you in the back of the head.
I know.
You guys will be listening to that together.
Oh.
In the car. He's going to be like, I've been saving this one, bro, just for me and
just,
you.
Yeah, just so we can watch it.
Oh,
dude, that's all.
About that, actually, we can carpool because like my car only has one seat.
You're like, Ray, let me use his electric scoot. I'm gonna ride this out there.
I'm taking it all the way. He actually let me use the GTR. So
there, shoot, you ain't making it.
No, because we'll probably die.
Yeah, you been bust.
I didn't even like driving in like the second map, whatever that was. And we were in like fourth gear, and I rolled into the throttle.
Yeah,
that still scared me.
You'd be all right now though. You get a little more into it.
Nah.
You haven't got that. Wait, Matt,
buddy,
you haven't driven it yet.
I haven't driven it.
Bro, he can barely drive the car.
I just mastered my whip, son. Let's go.
What are you talking about?
Dude, come race me. Pull up on my boy.
Oh,
he's on it now.
I got a gray Fiesta ST with black wheels. Come find me.
With the red calipers.
Yeah. On the set.
Man. Anyways. Here we go, bro. This is going to be a good pod, though, because for those of you guys that don't know, Ryan, Matt, and I have known each other for a very long time. I spent a lot of time with these dudes. I still do now, obviously. They're both here. I've been spending a lot more time with Matt lately because we'd be working in the same four walls.
But I'm the cooler one anyways.
But I also worked with Ryan for how many years did we work together for at Scooter Zone in Wildemar?
Dude, Candace asked me about that the other day, and I can't remember how long I actually worked there.
Dude, it was a long time.
It had to have been at least 5 years.
Yeah, for
sure. It was a long time.
Because I was there, I think, for five and some change, and I left way before you did.
Yeah, so it at least had to be 5 years.
Yeah.
Good times, though.
Dude.
Shouts out Scooter Zone James.
So many different stories. Give me like a little insight as to like maybe like just give me a little taste of a story.
Give me like the hottest one right off the bat. Give me like
one of the
worst.
Hottest ones that's like always to the front of my head when anybody asks me about this is, for some of you young lads out there, you might not know what like normal ICS is with a star nut.
They don't know what that is.
But you basically it's a star nut you shove into your bars, and there's a bolt that goes from the bottom of your fork into your bars to tighten your compression, right? Mm-hmm. And I made the mistake, now that I think back on it, I made the mistake of letting the customer know that like, hey, if your son tightens this too much, it's going to break. Mm-hmm. I thought I was saving myself at that point, but as I get into the story, you'll definitely understand that I shouldn't have said that. So let's say it was a Monday, he comes in, I build him a scoot, and back in the day when you could get like build a complete for like $200, that was pretty good. With ICS, sent him on his way, comes back 2 days later, dude. And I see him walk past the glass. I'm like, ah, he done broke the star nut. 100p, dude. Mm. And again, not that big a deal, because like back in the day, I'm not gonna lie, I was lazy. I would just shove that other one way further up into the bar and put another one in there.
You said he wasn't what back then? He wasn't what?
Anyways.
Oh, dude.
Holy smokes.
So he comes in and he's trying to be chill, but I could tell he's fuming. Mm. So I'm like, hey. This is back when TK was working there, bro.
Oh, goodness.
If you don't know who TK is, his
turtle killer.
Literally turtle killer, because dude. He tossed his homie's turtle into a fan and killed it. Anyways, I come back to the
rip.
Story.
Rip.
Oh. Dude, I can't believe I'm going to go off here a little bit on that. When he told me that's why, because I was like, dude, why do they call you TK? After like a year of him coming down to Merzone, which I never understood why we called it that, because it's definitely not Merida. But anyways, TK is taking the scooter apart and he goes, hey, RG, like, he broke it like you said he would, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, hey, man, $3 for the star nut and I'll wash on the install fee, whatever, us taking the whole scooter apart, whatever, labor. Loses it, bro. Loses his mind. I'm not effing coming back here, da, da, da. Just like, probably like 8 minutes, bro, of him screaming at me before I even got a word in. And as he's doing this, there's other customers coming in. And I'm like, hey, like, you know, you got to do the whole customer's always right thing, whatever, right? Didn't happen that day, let me tell you. He finally finishes, like, his tantrum. And I'm like, are you done? And he goes, excuse me? And I was like, hey, man, I'm just going to be real with you. You're disrespecting me in front of all these people in my shop. I didn't own it, but I was running it, right? So we're going to run that back. And for this time, I'll fix it for you. No problem. There was no need to go crazy, man. I was just letting you know I'm just going to call this. You do understand, like, we're talking about $3. Mm-hmm. I didn't say $300. I didn't say $3,000. $3.
$3. Like a cup of coffee, bro.
Yeah, bro.
A cup.
Not even. Like, go to Starbucks.
Yeah, bro. And his scoot was like, what? $150?
$200? No, come on. Look, I understand he's frustrated that his son broke what I told him he was going to break, and he doesn't want to pay anything. Mm. But at the same time, like, bro, we're not a charity, and it's $3.
It's a business, broke bro. We're not in business to like, lose money.
No, and again, like, if it was, like, he de-hubbed the wheel in 2 days and I was pressing him for it, then I understand the frustration. And, like, $80 protos at the time or whatever it might have been. But, dude, he was tripping. So he started screaming at me again after I told him to do it for free.
Again?
After I told him to do it for free.
You couldn't get it all out the first time. Wow.
Apparently not.
Wow.
So I go back and I'm working on the scoot and he's like saying stuff under his breath. And I'm like looking at TK like, bro, what is this guy's deal? So I finish the scoot and I'm handing it to him and he's like, yeah, we're never coming back here, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, good. He said, excuse me? I was like, dude, I didn't stutter, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I apologize. Like, hey, man, I'm sorry, but I'm about to step out of line here. But, like, you can leave because I don't need your business. See all these people in here?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
See all these people in here?
It's not even, like, dude, okay, when it comes down to that, it's not even the money aspect of it.
No, it's just the respect, bro.
It's literally like,
I'm a grown man.
Well, it's every time you walk into the store, I don't want my day to be ruined because you're here.
Yeah. Dude.
And that's what that's really coming down to. It's not the fact that, like, I don't need your money because we got it rolled.
Yeah.
It's
nothing and, to do like, that. Again.
It's all about, dude, if you're going to be a weenie when you walk into this place, I'm just going to be pissed off every time you walk in.
Yeah. And I was, what, 20? Early 20s at that time, so I was still a little fiery. You know, babe, I still am now, but I know, like, now, like, hey, you got to dial it back here. You mm-hmm. turn it up here. So, again, that was more of like a me just trying to take a dig at him. Like, he's pissed me off at this point.
Right.
So now I'm trying to hit him back a little bit. So I'll fast forward a little bit here. He screams at me again, and I just ask him to leave. I'm just like, hey, man, I need you to get out of here. I'm taking care of you. Like, we're all good. Comes back in. Mm. So at this point, I'm already with the next customer. He must have been sitting in his car for like 5-6 minutes. Comes back in, and I say, hey, look, excuse me, I need to take care of this guy. He's just like, you guys heard it all. Like, I'm just going to step outside with this dude.
Right.
So I step outside. I'm like, hey, man, look, here's the deal. Like, I would have done it for free if you just were cool about it. But you started screaming at me 30 seconds after you walked in the shop. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what you, like.
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
I don't know what you want me to do. Yeah, like, dude, if I walked into your place of work and just started screaming at you immediately, like, are you going to be cool with me? Or are you going to have like, be a little standoffish? He's like, yeah, man, look, I understand. You know, it's not even about the $3. Now he starts telling me about, like, you know, him and his wife are splitting up. And I'm like, all right, cool, man. Like, I'm sorry for you. I'm very sorry that you're going through all that. But, like, you don't need to bring that in here when I have other customers. Like, right. I get you're upset.
Right.
So I sent him on his way. And it ended up being cool, right? Like, we actually had a conversation, like adults. And it was cool.
What a concept.
People come back. I walk back in. And I'm like, hey, look, I'm going to give everybody 20% off. Like, I'm sorry that all went down. Like, because there's kids in there. And, like, you know, I kept it a little clean, but we were cussing like back and forth at one point too. So,
oh, that's all bad, bro.
Not the most like extravagant story on the planet, but it was definitely one of the hardest days I had in there. Like, just
not a good time.
Dude, like, what just is your ready problem, to go bro? Home. And then see, the thing is, like, on a personal note, as far as you never know what's going on in somebody's head. Like,
right. Yeah.
Exactly that perfect scenario. That dude came in, acted all crazy, and he had something else going on in his personal life that was making him do that. Mm-hmm. So, that actually taught me a lot moving forward. Now I'm almost 30. And if I go to a Starbucks and the lady's rude to me, I don't trip on it. Because you don't know, her mom could have died yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
People have rough days. Yeah. People have rough days.
But again, I mean, still wasn't.
Hey, number one weenie, though. You go into a shop and you start, oh, well, if you can't give me $50 off of this order right now, then I'm going to have to go somewhere else. Bro.
Later,
you come up, you go into any store with that type of energy, bro, they're going to send you on your way every time.
Yeah, it's just not going to be a good situation.
Go find that for the price that you want.
That you
want
to pay. Yeah.
You ain't going to find it anywhere.
You're not going to find it anywhere. Definitely going to find it with me.
Hey, okay. Well, let's one thing I do also want to ask you about is I mean, for those of you guys that don't know, which if you don't know, you're sleeping on it. Ryan recently came out with his first sheet of signature grip tape, and there's this bug that's flying right in front of me.
Is it bugging
bro.
You?
It's bugging me, bro.
No pun intended.
He's bugging. But I want to get right I want to hear a little bit of the story behind that. Like, where did that come from? Explain it to them, maybe, like, what it's about, like what the design is. Maybe some of them don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if you follow me, you kind of know I like cameras. I don't really post too much, so I guess you wouldn't know if you don't follow me like super closely.
You post a lot more than some pros out there post, so you're on the green light.
Yeah, I mean, I just like I don't really have one for that. Mm. I'll let you. Mm-hmm. nothing crazy behind the story. Literally, just wanted to have to do with cameras, but I didn't want to do like the DSLR or like the lens. And I don't like I was back and forth on it a little bit because I don't technically shoot anything in film, like true film. But I think it still represents like cameras, and like that's a big part of my life right now. It's what I do every day. So not too crazy of a story behind that, but it has been a long time coming. I think we've been talking about doing a SIG grip for 2 years now, and that took about a good year between the design and the colors. I ended up having to go down and actually hand pick the Pantones, mm-hmm. which was kind of cool. It was a cool process. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. It's not too extensive on that.
But yeah, it's a really cool design. We have one right here. And as you guys can see, like, we have the full-on film situation going on there. I think it's really, really neat because I haven't seen a Helligrip that has these actual color profiles on there. So that was one thing I thought was really, really neat. We have them over at the Zone, of course, we bought a decent amount of them.
Is that the one you put in the trash? Or
they go in
this? I put a whole stack in the trash. Remember?
That's what that was.
Yeah, it was a whole stack, bro.
Damn. That actually makes that one hurt a little more.
I think it was all of them.
It was all of them?
Yeah, so right when this grip tape showed up over here at Scooter Zone, Ryan, you got to tell him, bro.
Dude, I get a text message. The grip tape, like, is out, and, you know, I'm hyped because we've been working hard on this thing, and I get a video from Ray, and it's like a sheet of the grip. I'm like, oh, cool, they got out of the zone. It's literally him walking over to the trash and just dropping, which I didn't realize was the whole stack.
The whole stack,
but it was the
bro.
Whole stack of grip tape just dropped in the trash.
I think it was 24 sheets.
Very
slammed
rude.
It too, bro.
I heard
23 of them are still in there right now.
I think this is the last one in here. So where's your sick grip?
Yeah, like this, they've gone really quickly. They a lot of people be liking them. All the locals got them. I think Brando got one. AJ got one.
Brando bought like three.
Shouts out to all the local homies for real though for repping it, because not one of them asked me for it. They all went out and just got it. So that was pretty cool. I appreciate that.
That's a round of applause, boys.
Because a lot of times, dude, the youngins, they definitely just want it for free. So that was cool that they all picked it up. The one thing, I guess, that's kind of unique to this grip is this is like the first like hella classic logo that isn't just a colorway.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like a design and whatnot. So that was pretty cool. I definitely wanted to do something a little different. And I'm super stoked that the boys...
What did you want to do that was different?
Oh,
you mean this was your goal?
This was my goal, I wanted to kind of separate it from it just being like, hey, this is this guy's sick colorway. I wanted to kind of take the Hella Classic logo and make it quote unquote my own. And I was super stoked that the boys at Hella Grip were like allowed me to do that. And yeah, dude, I'm hyped. I mean, it's been a long time since I've had any like signature parts. So apparently, I'm not that washed up yet. I am judging contests.
Yeah, dude. Buddy. I was like that. I knew that. I was waiting for it on that
dude,
one, bro.
The beach is coming up right here. Look at that.
What are you talking about, bro?
Right there. There's the water right there.
Bro, this kid washed you away. This kid comes back, starts riding a little bit for like 6 months and thinks he's...
Hey, he do be riding a lot lately. Like, I mean, I'm a pump him just a little bit because right when you started to ride a little bit more, bro, like Ryan was like, damn, bro, this fool's like thinks he's nice now.
Bro. I've been telling him. Like, I understand he had hockey and all those things. Like, we couldn't do it. He kind of told that story where, like, that was a no-go. But, dude, I've been telling him, bro, get on the scoot and just ride. Because he has the natural talent. He's got the stees. He's got all those things. And it doesn't always have to. I think for him, a lot of time, he's always in his head, like, you know, looking up to guys like Isaac and these dudes that are just, like, unreal. You almost kind of feel like, well, if I can't ride like that, then I don't really want to ride.
Yeah, it's discouraging.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, that's anything and anywhere, right? Like, dude, we watch hockey all day. We can't play like those guys, but we still go and do it.
Speak for yourself. I'm just kidding.
Buddy.
I'm just kidding. Ah.
Jeez.
I'm just kidding.
Here
You're
we
scared
go.
To get
yeah,
out
I'm
on
kidding.
The tile.
Holy smokes. Yeah.
No, but seeing you guys kind of cruise together has been like a lot of fun, kind of coming from the outside in because... I got my little brother, mm-hmm. you know, Ryan, but he moved over to Illinois so much earlier, like at such a young...
4 years ago? 5 years ago?
Dude, longer than that.
Absolutely.
How old was he, 13?
Well, let's think about when my dad actually moved out there, right? My dad moved before I had my very first apartment with my ex.
What?
Yeah, dude, because I was living at Tyler's house. Remember that spot?
Off Winchester, right there.
Yeah, yeah. So, because my dad came through, and let's see, I've been at my house right now. I just passed a year in April, so we're coming up on two. Thank you very much.
I'd like to say really quickly, y'all be watching this fool, and like, I'm not gonna be pumping his tires. So you just take this one in real quick. This dude didn't have much, right? He did not have much. He's got a crib. He's got whips. One of them, which is just being absolutely disrespected. Shouts out to Bertha for just sitting in the third. Bro, she's in the third garage.
In the shadows.
She's not even in the main garage, bro. She just gets left in the garage. But anyways, I digress. You can do anything you want if you set your mind to it. I know it's super cliche and blah, 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 blah. But, dude, I mean, we had this conversation. We're sitting in Scooter Zone right now. This dude works for Scooter Zone. Like,
this ain't no room.
No. This is a...
It was right in the warehouse. Somewhere.
Yeah. So,
thank you. I'll take it, bro. Any day.
That's all I got for you, though. Thanks. I could go longer, but I don't want to. I want you to be able to walk out of here. Your head fit through the door.
Yeah, I feel you. No, I appreciate it though. Regardless, because I mean, we're gonna be pumping you up a lot right now.
Not me.
We showing love, you know. I mean, yeah, he ain't gonna. He's gonna pump himself up.
You go. I'm going. Deflating that thing. Put my little finger on that little thingy in there.
What?
Okay, now you done goofed on that.
Hey, G-rated, y'all quit playing
Yo,
with me.
Yo, hey,
I'm a saint. I think good thoughts, and you guys are just out here in the gutter. So, sorry, you guys are in the gutter, and I'm out here in the clouds.
Yeah, you're probably in the clouds. Just
not yet.
Sailing.
Not yet.
You out there flying.
Yikes.
So. Not yet.
But anyways.
But like I was saying, so my brother, I've been at my house for a year. Previous to that, I was in that condo for, I think, 4 years.
Dude, you were there that long?
Yeah, I was there for a long time.
Yo, we're getting old,
I think
old,
he was
bro.
17, bro. Me and Ryan are the same
year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think you guys are like 16 or 17.
You guys are the same age, yeah. You're the same age.
He's got to be 20, what, you're 24 right now?
Yeah.
So he's... Gonna be 25 in June.
I think. I think he's been out there 8 years,
bro. Yeah.
Long time.
7-8 years.
Long time.
Was he coming back often? In the beginning?
No, he only came back one time, bro. He came back once.
My brain is broken. Then
he came back one time, but he came back for like a month and some change.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's what it made me feel like he was.
He was here for a while. But anyways, what I was getting to is Ryan moved away. Much at a much younger age, and unfortunately we didn't spend a lot of time together while he was getting a little bit older, because I was kind of doing my thing trying to build something, and he was doing his thing being a 17, 16, 18, you know, that age, being a fool, bro. But tell me a little bit about how that was like growing up, and I know that you kind of drifted away out of scootering a little bit, but you had your brother, and then I know that you were doing your thing, trying to build your empire within the film industry and riding scoots and stuff like that. So tell me a little bit about that. Like, how did it feel like riding together?
We just, I feel like we just fed off each other, bro. Like, I got to this point where I was super into hockey. He was super into hockey, but he just wasn't at a spot where, like, we could do it at the same time. So I kind of snuck in, kind of took over a little bit, playing hockey and stuff.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll swing back to it. But I ended up being the one that got to play, like, real hockey and stuff. So... He, being the nice guy he is, he took it on the chin, right?
Major L.
Took it on the chin.
Yeah, I remember.
And just kind of respect it. But it was kind of sick, though, because once I started actually getting really into the sport, he got super into it, too. So we kind of fed off each other. Like, he was super invested in what I was doing with hockey, and I was really invested with what he was doing with scootering.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I couldn't do scootering, and he couldn't play hockey. So it was just one of those, like, a gray area that, like, we wanted to get to, but we couldn't.
I'd like to point out really quick. I couldn't. It wasn't that I wasn't capable of playing hockey.
Yeah, no, it just
he just made it
happen.
Sound like I wasn't. I was a third line guy. Just because I didn't play on the first and second line, goals AAA, bro. Going to the NA. What was those tournaments? I always forget what they're called.
What's the NAPL?
The one that you were leading. Oh, dude, you know. He led the NAPL in scoring for like a couple weeks, so it's big deal right here.
He's just rattled because I was way nicer. No, I'm just kidding. But so I just didn't work out. You know, it's a very expensive sport, dude. And
oh yeah, dude, it's unreal.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah, it's very expensive. It's not good. But at the time, I wasn't old enough to kind of understand that. I kind of just kicked him out of the playing kind of thing. But you know, at the end of the day, I feel like. It wasn't maybe his ideal situation, but it probably wasn't the worst thing, because when we were young, we got along, but we would fight a lot when we were young. Like, fight.
That's a brother thing, dude.
But
yeah. That's any brother.
Once I turned, like, I was maybe like a freshman or sophomore in high school.
14. 15.
And I kind of just mellowed out. Not really mellowed out, but, like, I understood everything that was going on.
But
so
you
I
were,
didn't have
were,
to be.
You were here, and at 14, 15 years old, here's mellow. Here's a 13-year-old kid.
Dude. Yeah.
And you get over that hump.
Yeah.
And then you start
I didn't do anything wrong at the time. You know, I was one of those guys, right?
I still don't.
I'm a saint. I was just talking about it earlier.
But I will say, like, he's taking it on the chin a little too much here. Like, it wasn't his fault we were button heads. Like, it was a combined thing. We both grew up. You know what I'm saying?
Preaching to the choir.
Yeah. Bro. No, but I mean, I appreciate him trying to take it on the chin. But it was definitely like a collaborative growing up situation where... You know, it's when you look back on it, like as a dude, like we're almost 30, which is pretty crazy.
Let's not talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. There's a million things to talk about.
Let's so
talk about
yeah, John Ray's over here. Grandpa,
well, yeah, I mean, he might need a walker to get through.
Yeah, I'll Ooh. Be I'll be celebrating my 30-year-old, you know, as opposed to 34.
34?
He no, just turned 33. He just turned 33, but he's going on for he's going on 34 now.
Man. That's why he got that yoga mat. You yeah, know what I'm saying? He said fresh yoga mat.
No wonder
mat today.
Why he's always be eating healthy and stretching. Yeah. This
bro,
stuff,
that's
bro.
It, all that dude eats is yogurt. That's it.
Yogurt. Bro, he dummies yogurt.
Dummies
yogurt.
That Greek yogurt has got John Reyesig Greek yogurt on its way, bro. And it's plain ass. It's plain ass yeah, yogurt.
No,
too.
No, bro.
No, not
even vanilla. No, not even vanilla. Just
plain,
bro. Nathan. And he's dumbing it. It's like a tub, bro. And he just straight out of the tub. Ugh. I mean, more power to him, bro.
No, less.
But hey, man,
that must be why he can balance. Maybe I need to eat more yogurt.
Dude, you ain't lying.
I don't know, man.
Shoot.
He's got the right idea staying low to that ground, though. Well, real quick, to circle back on what he was talking about, I'd like to point out that I did dirty. Dirty with the hockey thing.
Oh, yeah.
So
we
gonna play, I'm going to play
mistake.
This out.
My bad.
No, you're all good. Because I don't want to give up this chance. No, and it's really not even about him. Shouts out to my parents on this one. My bad.
Oh, good old Rob, bro.
So literally, this is how this goes down, bro. Every summer, towards the end of summer is tryouts, correct? Or yeah. The middle of summer?
Nah, it's beginning summer.
So you have all the camps and stuff that you do, all like the off-season skating, and then tryouts start. Tryouts are coming up in like a week. I walk into the living room, bro, and I go, hey, so like, what day are we going to tryouts? Mm. If I could make a cricket noise, I'd do it.
That
no
bad?
One said anything, bro.
Oh, dude.
But I waited for like
Robert,
a minute.
Robert, did you
Bobby
like that,
G,
bro?
Bobby G and Jules, shout out mama. She don't like that one.
Jeez, I know. I made that one.
They just didn't say a word. Just crickets, bro. Like, not a word was said. So that was in my head. Like, I think I went to the skate park immediately after that and just haven't looked back since. And that's kind of what he was talking about, where we kind of went, I don't want to say separate ways, but like our goals changed a little bit. And I actually stopped playing hockey completely for probably a good 2-3 years. Like, I didn't play it at all. So that's kind of where I decided that like I was going to give 100% of my attention to something. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for me, I didn't do that with sports, like stick and ball sports. So that just completely changed my mindset. And he was killing it. Like, I always was his biggest supporter, dude. I was going to pretty much every game that I could. And especially when he got into the junior, like the juniors level. Is that technically how you would say yeah. that? Junior hockey?
Yeah.
Definitely. Like, he'll joke about it. And, you know, if you know anything about hockey, the Dub S is definitely not like the sickest league out there. But, you know, I always take pride, well, at least for him. In the fact that he at least got to a different level,
right?
And then I kind of luckily snuck my way into riding scooters professionally.
Like, every time I tell somebody, like, I think the most memorable trip that I ever went with you on when it came to an actual competition, right? There's two, but the one I want to bring up because it was an actual good story as opposed to the other one that I'm sure you're probably thinking about was when we went to Modern.
Dude, when you said the two stories, I was like, he's going to talk about Modern.
Yeah, dude.
Wow, that was crazy.
Because that was such a good thing. Because, like, backtrack, like, this is 2012. Very mm-hmm. first ever ISA competition. There had never been one in the history of scooters ever. This is the first ever national championship. Ryan and I had been practicing for a while, but Ryan was still, you were still in an amateur level at the time, or an expert level is what I'm going to say. Because they didn't have an expert class. They had beginner, intermediate,
and I think
and pro.
That year, I won SD for intermediate.
Okay.
Shouts out to Branson.
Branson.
Dang.
But
your boy and Ryan like took that. I think actually both those fools took that.
Nah, they deserved it. But anyways.
Damn.
Just kidding. Just kidding, Branson.
I'm not Branson. Where you at?
Shoot.
He's probably wearing a Kings jersey somewhere. I ain't worried about that,
I'm
fool.
I'm about to throw up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Throw up.
See, I can't relate on that level. Nah.
Just know that you don't like the Kings either.
I don't like
the Kings either.
I like the Ducks because they had the movie.
Shout out, dude. This
is you got a Ducks jersey on.
Yeah. This is like the original Wild Wing right here.
Yeah, dude. Mighty 90s. Ducks. Mighty Ducks.
You're
so
welcome.
Modern.
Anyways, yeah. So Modern. So it was a big comps. First ever nationals. Ryan and I were practicing for it pretty heavily at the time. I was riding at a pro level already. And
were you on Phoenix at the time?
I was on. Was that? Yes.
Because that was before I got on.
Yes. I was on Phoenix for sure. Or at least riding
big
Phoenix.
RP. like twice.
Big one. And we were cruising, and I was feeling good. We went through this comp and absolutely dominated. Ryan came through, won the amateur comp, and because he won the amateur comp, that meant that he was able to go into the professional comp and have his first shot at that. And he got sixth.
Yeah, dude.
In pro.
Uh huh.
And I went in and I won the very first nationals and best trick. And bro, when
not a big deal.
Yeah, it was all right.
Shouts out Spin Chicklets.
Shoot. But and then I remember calling James for that event. I was like, we killed.
You kind of won everything.
Yeah, we won everything, bro. Yeah. We literally won everything. Uh-huh. That was a good one, but.
So that was the first trip that I ever went on, like on a flight, I think, to do any type of scootering. So I was already like, I want to say jazzed, but I was jazzed. And dude, we were wheeling around in the bed of a truck. Like we were having a good time. And I think I did so well because I didn't expect much.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't ridden like in a big contest like that besides SD. So went in, won amateur or intermediate, whatever you want to call it. And I think Cam Ward's dad, Dave, came up to me. He's like, hey, you got to tell James, like, you just won intermediate, dude. No more intermediate. It's pro time. He was jokingly saying it, but also kind of serious. But this was in between. So like Cam had already been riding pro for quite some time. So, same with Corey, because I kind of like came in to the sport. Like I was a little bit older than those guys, but I came into the sport late. So I was riding intermediate while they already had moved to pro. And I don't think I beat Cam. I may have, mm-hmm. like 6'7" or 5'6", something like that. And he comes up to me. He's like, yeah, so no more, right? And I was like, tell James.
Yeah, straight up.
And that was it. And I think then I qualified. Was it ESCO?
I don't remember.
That year that Nationals was?
I don't remember.
Then I qualified for Worlds, too.
Damn.
Because Modern qualified me for
Worlds.
Nationals.
No, that was Nationals.
Was Worlds? That was Nationals?
That was Nationals. Top
so
10.
ESCO would have been 2014 then.
Yeah.
That qualified again for that.
Yeah. And that was in.
So 20.
Because that was the one where we went to the one where I flipped quad of the box backwards.
Dude.
That's the comp that.
2012, right?
2012.
Yeah, bro.
Have you gone into comp yet?
Bro, I rode a comp at Real Ride.
You did?
With buff bars.
What?
Yeah.
With buff bars?
Yeah. You remember buff bars?
I remember buff bars. Yeah. But you rode buff bars?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He did.
Damn,
he actually had buff bars before I did.
You had buff bars too?
Yeah.
Mine were blue.
Bro, our first real scoots were purchased
from
James.
Mine were blue, his was red.
Him.
He had the scooters on buff bars.
Yeah, scooters on buff bars. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Not buff bars.
Yeah.
Scooters on buff bars.
Yeah, okay.
Him, Dylan Crower, and Dan Crower all went and bought a scoot, and that's kind of how that all went down.
Yeah.
As far as buff bars. That's chill, bro.
Yeah, my first purchase from the zone was one Twizzler wheel. One
what
single
color?
Wheel. White.
What color?
White on silver.
Woo!
White on silver. Jeez. That was the first purchase.
Damn, bro. Yeah. That's sick.
Yeah, dude. Back when I first started riding, the scooter zone, the things you could do to your scoot was go in, get grips, a pair of nipple bars maybe.
Oh, God.
That was like a little bit. That was a little bit like towards the end.
But you could get bolted too.
You can still get them bolted too.
Bolted foldy.
Bolted, yeah. The bars and the folded, the folding mechanism thing. You get both bolted. The brake and wheels, and that was it. No forks, no headset.
Fakey brake.
No deck, no nothing.
We have some.
Yeah.
We don't.
We have a whole box of them.
Big ass box, bro. Massive.
Everything, yeah. And French ID clamps. That's like a little bit after,
bro.
But
now we're really getting into it.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, what was it the other? Oh, you want to talk about Epic?
Yeah, you.
Other contests.
You go ahead, because you get really upset when I tell it, because I don't tell the
full because
story.
You don't tell it right, bro.
No, I tell it right.
No, you don't?
I do, too.
No, you don't.
I tell it super right, bro.
Yeah, right. You tell it right from your perspective.
Okay, I'm going to tell my side first.
Yeah, go ahead, and I'll tell you the real side after.
So, I'll be the judge.
So, here's what happened.
Oh, okay, I'd like to point out he's right, already cheesing. That means
ahead.
He knows he's going to
happen.
He's
going to be
capping,
capping
hard,
somewhere
bro.
In there.
The whole thing.
Here's what happened. We go out and James like, hey, you guys going to Epic? It's like, I don't know, a week before. We're like, yeah, let's do it. He's like, cool, I'll get you guys a car. Perfect, let's do it. So we go out and we get this car, right? A little Hyundai or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And I hop in the car. We left at probably 4 p.m. So we didn't roll up until pretty late, but like I knew it was going to be a long drive. And he's like, you want to drive, bro? I was like, nah, bro, I got it. Don't worry. Thinking in the back of my head. This fool driving the whole way home, bro. I was like, he's going to drive the whole way home.
Got played.
And which, honestly, okay, let me just, I got to defend myself. Normally wouldn't have been that bad, right? Because we would have left at like 10 a.m. on a normal day. But that's not the case. So I'm like, bro, I got this. Don't worry, bro. And we roll up. We go in. We had a good time. I think we both podiumed or something like that. We did pretty good. It was top five, both of us.
I got third behind Dan Barrett.
We just had a lot of fun. It was a fun time. And we finished the comp. It's been a long day. I get a call from James.
It's 10 p.m., by the way.
It's 10 p.m. We
just got back to the hotel.
We're at the hotel, and like everybody's hanging out in like one hotel room, just like kind of just shooting.
Just right? Like how you do.
Yeah. Just everybody's chilling, having pizza, whatever. And I get a call from James. Big dog. I'm like, what's good, bro? He started off like, how'd you guys do today? So he eased his way into this. I was like, yeah, man, we did pretty good. You know, this, this, and that. He's like, oh, cool, cool. When you coming back? I was like, I mean, tomorrow? He's like, you might want to come a little earlier. I said, why? He's like, your flight for Oz leaves at, I think it was noon the next day. Like,
by the way, we're in like San Francisco. We're like 9 hours north of where we need to be.
Far, bro. And I was like, what? So I was like, oh gosh, this is gonna be all bad.
For who though? For who?
Not me.
Yeah. So let me chime in now. So I'm gonna tell you my side of the story from the beginning. I will say, he drove all the way up, and I didn't really think anything of it, but I kept offering, like, every time we'd stop, like, hey, dude, like, you need me to drive?
And like, I'm like, no, dude, it's all good.
I got
it. No, bro, it's all good, bro. I got it. I got it. No worries,
okay,
dude.
Okay, whatever, not thinking about it.
He didn't fall asleep once either.
No, I was being a trooper, bro, like, just chatting with him the whole way up, just doing our thing. We do the comp. We do well. But, again, dude, a comp day is long because it's not, especially at that time, scootering is not to the level where it's, like, a pro-only comp. So you got like 50 things of beginners, intermediate, and then pro. So we don't even ride till the afternoon. Get back, like Ray said, in the hotel chilling, calls us, and like we literally after that phone call, bro, we left. Like we looked at, I think we were with Kingy, bro. We were with King King Oak.
Coacha. Yeah, we sure phone at the wall.
Yeah, OG, bro. Selling cars or
holy
like
smokes
that now. But we were like, yeah, so we'll see you guys later. Good to see you. We were already making plans, bro. Like, I had never ridden spots in San Francisco. We were all going to, like, link up with the Hellgrip boys and, like, do this whole thing. And that actually, fun fact, might have been the same contest that I actually got on River at that contest.
Possibly.
I think that's it. Andrew approached me and gave me, like, a River urethane on Protocore. So, we get in the car. It's like, dude, I mean, at this point, it's probably, like, 11:30. We're on the road. So, we've already been, like, doing things for like 14 hours and now we're driving home in the middle of the night. Bro, I don't remember like 6 hours of that drive.
Dude, that was so bad.
This dude falls asleep immediately and I
had a flight the next day, dude.
Bro, I'm like doing everything in my power. I'm like turning up the radio, putting the AC on like blast. This fool keeps turning the heater on like, and dude, I'm not kidding. I don't really remember until we got into like Riverside.
Bro, this dude used to sure dove off watching TV for like it was his job. Dude, he used to do this thing when he was young. He used to piss me off so bad. Bro, he would sink into the couch like this. He got this.
I was on the like Bobby
move
G move.
And like move his mouth, bro. But
yeah,
he
I think I've seen you do that before.
Yeah.
Going like
it's
this.
It's just like, I don't do it.
Dude. And it I used probably, to look, dude, he used to get so mad at me. I'm like,
well, I get rattled because,
bro, what are you doing?
It was
stop
involuntary, bro. It was just like a thing
stop
I did.
Stop doing that right now.
Young
stop.
Age. Pissed, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, like I picked up this pissed thing recently where like all of a sudden at night, if it gets hot, I just kick something like hard. I don't know why I do it. Like, I really don't know. Like, karate not like a person. Like, I'll just
you,
be like,
you know, he's kicking McKenzie.
I'll
bro
just be laying down. Just, no, it's not side. It's not
this
sideways.
Is Sparta.
Like, if I'm laying on my back, it's exactly like that kick that he does, but I'm like kicking up. I don't know why. Like, I just kick hard, bro. Boom. Let my feet, like, boom. Molly freaks out. She's like,
what the?
Every time, bro, because he's just big. Anyways, go ahead. Bro,
you're probably breaking springs
but,
in
I mean,
your bed and stuff. You know,
dude, so we finally get into like Riverside, and I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, whoa, we just survived. Because I don't, it's not like I'm like, I have no recollection of what happened, but it was like we teleported from San Francisco to Riverside, dude.
Which you probably liked.
I mean, it made the drive short. I'll tell you that. But we drove to the zone because that's where our cars were.
Yeah.
And then drove home. And then you had to go to LAX. Like, right you away. Like packed and was I, that when you like lived there or was that before the first time you went?
No.
To go like check out the
that
spot.
That was when I went to live there. Because
was it 5 months?
Six months.
That's pretty crazy, bro.
Yeah, I lived there for 6 months in Manly Beach.
Not a big deal.
That was gnarly, dude.
I mean, it's cool.
Like, I think the longest trip I've been on other than that was not even close. I think it's two. Two months away from home on the road is a long freaking
time. But on
time,
that
two bro.
Months, you're probably going here, right? That's versus Oz, where you're just like in there. Oz.
I was in Oz. But honestly, dude, like, I almost prefer the hop of going, like, because I think one of the tours we did, I think we were gone for a month. Let's just say a month. Mm-hmm. It was during Feast. And we did, like, or no, it was during Worlds. It was that Worlds where you and Colin came. Remember? And I was gone for days, dude. So that was one where I almost lost my leg. Remember that? Because I got that massive infection. In
shout
Branson.
Out to Branson. Shout out to Branson,
weird
dude.
Infections. Like,
bro, yeah, dude. And Branson are the kings of
every
getting
time.
Sick the weirdest ways.
So weird.
Yeah, but I'm the king of taking the right medicine.
What? Nah, you not. No, bro. We not going to start
bro,
this right
now.
Bro,
really going to get
I
hurt?
Take
not.
The right medicine,
no, we're,
bro.
No, bro.
I nah. kill it with the
I
meds.
Actually will say it is astonishing that.
I'm alive.
I was not going to go there, but you said it. So, yes. Because, dude, you've dodged every possible bullet without somehow having to be hospitalized. And there's plenty of times you should have been.
Like when?
I don't know. The time I had to put your hip back in at Cal Oaks.
Oh, that's true.
The time that you hit your head on the tree and literally went to sleep on the top of the dirt jump.
That was a good one.
I've probably put your shoulder back in at least 5 times. The hip one was really gnarly because, like, I felt that whole
Yeah, that was
kind of
gnarly.
That was gnarly.
That one's not a good time.
It's not good at all.
And the list does go on and on. I've seen you asleep involuntarily several times.
Yo, when we went to Big Bear.
Dude, who just asked me about that? Two people just asked me about that. One of the realtors we work with, no. He asked me, he's like, yo, do you mountain bike? And I was like, well, technically, yes. My boy's got two mountain bikes. He always lets me ride one of them when we go out. And he's like, would you want to go? And I was like, hey, man, I might. I can hit him up, see if I can rent one for the day. I'm sure. He's like, well, he could come too. And I'm like, he might not want to do that.
I did not. Dude, because I think it's been every single time. I went with you. No problems.
No, big
good
joke.
Time.
Yeah,
good
but
time.
You want to know why that
he
happened.
He tried to pawn it off on me, bro.
No, you want to know why that happened.
What?
And I didn't die.
Because, no offense to him, he's very cautious with everything he does. If it's like, if it's
reckless.
Out of his element, he's not down.
Nah.
Right? So, when you're with someone who's willing to push it,
dude,
which
like
I'm not saying like I'm some kind of Travis Pastrana, I'm going to go crazy, but I'm willing to get after it, and so are you. But the problem with that is when we get together, sometimes
we push each other. Like I'm like, yeah. I'm going to do better than him.
Yeah, well, especially because like when we're chasing each other down the hill and we're getting after it, like you want to catch him, right? So that's how you end up dusted every time. And that, dude, Big Bear wasn't even like, I was behind you.
Yeah.
We were just trying to, dude. What was it? That was the first time we hit that particular trail the whole day. Like, that was only like the third or fourth time down the hill. Like, we were warming up.
No, that was our last run.
Like, that was going to be it for the day?
Yeah, because you remember, you hit the long jump. Yes. And that was the first time you cleared it. I was like, you got it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You just died,
and then I died
bro.
On the easiest. It's literally the last jump on the entire trail. It was the last jump of the day that we were gonna take.
And on top of that, like he said, to elaborate on the easy part was because the landing was so long, Matt, where like if you overshot it, it's not a big deal. You're just gonna land further down the hill. But he thought it'd be cool to like, you know, get a little scrub, a little sideways, and it just the way his
bucked
rear shock
the whole
dude,
side.
Head first into the ground, separated AC. And of course he had to find the one jump on the whole trail that they can't drive the damn razor to. So we're like I'm like freaking out because he's like half awake. But if I don't get on top of this jump right now, people are gonna run him over. So I'm like flagging people, like dude, it was like super cross. I'm like pointing. Like, I'm like, hey, yo, we gotta go this way.
This fool.
Finally, some dude, which you know, thank you so much for stopping, man. But you also didn't speak English
None.
That well.
No
so
English.
It was really hard to tell him that like we needed somebody. So he ended up figuring out a way to get like their paramedic or their EMT guy up there, and like Ray's like almost throwing up on me, like he can't sit up because his brain's half working and his shoulders, like I'm looking at his shoulder and going,
he's like, this thing's dusted, bro.
But I didn't want to say anything because he's already like half alive.
Yeah, I knew it was dusted though. Dude. I was like, yes,
he's yeah, toast. Dude. I don't really know how we got to the mountain biking thing, but every time
because they were talking about the medicine that I take.
Oh, right okay, then. Yeah. So let's get back to that.
It's like you go to the.
Oh, he literally goes to the vet.
I go to Cahoots.
Bro, it's
Cahoots is a pet store.
Yeah, for those of you who don't live in Marietta, and I don't know where they have other Cahoots.
I think they have them like everywhere.
They gotta have them everywhere. Maybe Southern California. I don't know, but anyways, it's a place for all types of animal supplies. So food. Medication,
bro, that's
things
all,
like
that's
that.
All we are, bro. Just animals.
So why don't you just sit back and tell us what?
Yeah, we'd love to hear it.
What medicines?
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's see. What is it? This?
I mean, the two main ones.
I want to hear the name of it, not what it is.
You don't want to hear the
because I know they're penicillin, I know they're antibiotics, but I want to know what they're called and who they're for.
So
they're not for Raymond.
The first one. So like I used to get. So for those of you guys who don't know, all of my teeth like on the top row are fake. Like I wrecked all my teeth, but prior to that, I still have always had teeth problems. And like, dude, buying penicillin is expensive. If you don't have insurance, which I've never had insurance until just recently, buying that stuff is not cheap, bro. $200 wow. bucks for a little baby bottle.
The cost to breathe these days, son.
But bro, if you go to Cahoots, and you buy yourself some fish pen.
Bro, like I'm sitting here right now. I don't know what you're talking about. Like,
fish pen's $30, bro. $30, you get a bottle.
What is fish pen for?
Fish pen. Fish pen. So when you read the directions on fish pen,
yeah, what does it do?
What fish pen does is like, you know, on Nemo, where like they make the tank super dirty,
yeah,
and they're like, oh, we're good. Fish pen is like a pill that you drop into the fish tank, and it kills all the bacteria that's inside of there. But if you take it, it's just penicillin.
I will give you this. I fully understand where you're coming from in the regards of it's expensive. We were lucky enough to grow up with healthcare, so I understand that. And I've always understood it, but I just was always baffled. Like, yeah, I'm just taking fish pen today. Dude, for my teeth.
I still take it.
I find it very hard for myself to even take a pill of Advil, bro.
Dude.
I'm just sitting here. Just
Raymond's Candy Store, remember?
I used to always have like a drugstore.
I used to have like acetaminophen, ibuprofen, like all that stuff, penicillin.
Yeah,
I had it
when
all.
When you're really having a hard time with your teeth.
And it wasn't even like just, it wasn't like a, I've never been addicted to anything. Like I've never been like
a
druggie.
No, it was just out of necessity.
Yeah, had it because I always fell. I always was on the ground. So I always had something just to help because most of the time I was driving, but a lot of times I rode from A to B, so I always had to help me get from A to B if I didn't have a car.
Bro, have you done that recently, by the way? Just ridden somewhere? It's awful.
Buddy, I rode my bike to work.
That's
buddy, I ride
awful.
I ride my electric scooter.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm talking about pushing.
I rode a fixie bike to work.
I'm talking about
pad,
pushing.
Bro.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
dude.
My goodness. That was horrible.
With the flat tire, too.
Yeah, bro.
He had a flat tire.
Dude, cry about it.
Right when I hit Jefferson, my
cry about
dude, it went flat. Bro.
Cry about it.
On a fixie?
Walk
stop
your
playing
ass.
With
walk
me.
Your ass,
oh, yeah,
dude.
I'm gonna walk. I wasn't even nowhere near the shop when that BZ
so
went
So how
flat.
Did you finish the rest of your trip?
Oh god.
So you walked.
The cannons, baby.
The
nah,
cannons.
Bro. I was just cruising the flat tire.
Oh. Just
pedaling
the hell out of his
he
rim.
Made it, bro. He made it.
Shit, I made it here on time, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, fish pen's an easy one. That and then
what was the other one?
Ivermectin, dude.
This is the new one.
But that's the horse.
Yeah, the horse dewormer.
The horse dewormer.
Hey,
bro.
So let's backtrack and tell us how you took it. And how it didn't mix.
Yeah, it was kind of gnarly. So I didn't tell you this. I just told you I took it. So ivermectin is like, again, we're not going to get super into this because you guys hear about it every single day. Ivermectin is like a killer of COVID, right?
Oh,
it's like
that's
it's like,
what you told me. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a COVID. It kills it essentially. Like or and if you can get the human one, I definitely suggest you take that one. But good luck getting it, bro. But if you go on Amazon.com,
bro, Amazon,
and you buy yourself some horse dewormer, I think it's Ivercare. That's what it's called. Apple flavor, bro. It's a paste. And it comes in like this huge What's the word I'm thinking?
Syringe.
Of? Syringe.
Or like a plunger.
Yeah. It comes in this huge syringe for a 1,500 pound horse. But you don't take the whole 1,500 pounds worth because that probably wouldn't be a good idea. So I took 250 pounds worth and it worked.
So let me get this straight. Dog. Just to clear this up really quick.
Dog.
You took a horse dewormer that is rated for a 1,500 pound horse and then you took it for 250 pounds, which is still probably almost double your weight. Or close to, not double, but like 50, 60 pounds over what you weigh. I know you're not weighing 250.
Not even close.
Man, you're not even weighing 200. Close.
No, I'm like
180.
175, 180.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you just had, because that's the type of stuff Ray be on, bro. He always is like, well, I mean, I could just take the normal person amount, or I could go a little bit above and like it'll just kill it. That's how he always does, bro. Always.
And it killed it, bro. 2 days, I was back. Strong as a horse, baby.
Dude, and the annoying part is like it works for him, so like I can't be like I can't knock it too hard.
That's what he told me. He comes in, yeah, bro. I got this horse dewormer my dad sent me, and bro, I've been chilling for like the last 3-4 days.
Dude, pops came in through. I was like, I called him. I was like, I got COVID. He's like, oh, bro, I'm gonna send you this Ivercare. I'm like, what's that? He's like, oh, it's just a horse thing. I was like, all right, cool. That's all he had to say, bro. Horse thing. I was like, sounds good.
Bro,
send it out, bro.
That is a Warner,
dude.
Move.
Hell yeah, it is, dude.
I promise you, I literally just take an L and just be dying for the 2 weeks.
Nah, dude. Hell no.
No way. No way. You honestly, I promise you, you will not. You cannot pay me enough money to take that. I would not. I would refuse.
But the way that you take it is like it's like a thick paste, dude, right? And it comes Matt's in a favorite. Syringe, and it's like it's pretty thick, dude. Like if I'm gonna give you like an idea of like the consistency of this stuff. Think of like toothpaste, exactly like toothpaste, bro. Exactly. White. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'll just drop this stuff. And like, I had like a Propel. I was like, I'll just drop it in a glass of Propel and stir it up and
yeah,
it'll mix up. You know, I dropped that thing in there and that it dropped like a dookie.
Oil and water. You just like separated
it's
just
it. It's bro. It didn't do nothing, bro. Or like it looked like I just dropped it in a cup that had no liquid. Like it looked like that just right to the bottom. I'm like, oof.
So how did you knock that back?
So I was like, I did like one of these, like kind of swish in the glass.
Thinking that it was going to at least mix it a little
bit. Just, nah, it's just probably running laps.
It really, I swear to God, dude, it just looked like it.
Running laps.
Just like a dookie in the toilet when you flush. Just
bro.
Running, that's dude. What I do. And I was like, huh? Dude. Now or never. My mom's right there. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Smart lady.
I'm like, come stop me, mom. I got COVID. You ain't come and get me. So I shoot it back and like, I'm like drinking it, right? And as I'm drinking, I'm watching the paste, and it's not moving. And I'm getting less and less liquid, bro. I'm towards the bottom. I'm like, I don't want to be chewing on this stuff.
Cool.
So I like just kind of like swooshed back and let like the it like kind of wave, and it just went loop. That was it, bro. And I couldn't taste anything. Couldn't taste anything until I burped. It was like a sour burp for like a solid hour.
Bro, that is so gross.
Sour,
bro. I mean,
it's so gross.
I guess you got to do what you got to do, but
nah,
like,
better, bro.
The ghoul boys, you won't be catching us on.
Nah, bro.
Look, both of you guys have the same face.
Nah,
on,
bro.
Nah, ain't that bad.
Not even close.
Ain't about it.
Nah, like same
that.
Dude. Oh shoot, man, I forgot a fork today. Oh, hey, it's a good thing we got Allen wrenches down there. Just go grab an Allen.
No, he did it with me. He
I actually did
it with
nah,
me,
bro. I won't give in.
It was
I
Panda.
Promise you, I will literally either not eat or. I'll just be going straight, like, I'll be start munching with my hands, bro. No way.
Yeah, I did. I will say I did do that.
No, nah, I'm so good off that. It's not even funny.
No, we did it, bro.
I'm so good.
But I will say the difference between Ray and I is I went down to the bathroom and washed mine, and he just picked it out of the thing.
Yeah, it was good.
He's like the God made dirt and dirt don't hurt kind of fool.
Hell yeah.
And it just works for him. That's the part I don't get. Bro, he's almost 30, been doing all this wild stuff.
He's like his own holistic healer.
Yeah, but it's more of like a, hey, like I don't really want to pay for any of this.
Yeah, and I still don't, bro. I still be taking fish pen. I still go buy that. I'm like,
so,
yeah. And I like, got health insurance.
Yeah, that's the part I don't get. You do have health insurance now, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And you still don't go see him.
Mm-hmm.
But like.
Yeah, why?
My best friend's mom is a vet, bro. I got you.
Say less.
Who?
I got a bit.
Tyson. I didn't know that.
Shout out, not Tice.
Shout out, not Tice. He smells.
Nah, yeah,
but,
for real.
But on the real, though, like, we made it, boy.
That's crazy. Yeah, hey. Hey, man. Hey, it's good on you. Good on you, mate. Good on you.
It works for you, bro. Great. I'll stand back and enjoy the ride.
If you start taking anything that's made for spiders, though, that's where I draw the line.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure you would, bro.
Matt do not like spiders.
I do not like spiders.
No, I don't play with those things neither.
Mm-mm. Saturday, we had a event. But your boy had a little surprise that I was not ready for, so I was unable to attend. I was sad about it, but also I had a lot of fun at the soccer game. First LA Galaxy game. Big soccer guy as well, so it's pretty sick. But how'd it go?
It was good, man. It was good. We had a really good turnout.
It looked like a lot of decent amount of people.
And everybody, the cool thing about that and one thing that I wanted to make sure of is that everybody left with something.
Something.
So as soon as everybody got there, I think we prepared for 40 people.
Okay.
Not including us, us and all of our boys, because they get stuff from here all the time.
They don't need anything.
Yeah, they don't need anything. It's like Mason, AJ, no. Pinky, all those guys.
Yeah, you don't need Nathan.
Yeah, and like they already got all the stuff we were giving away anyway. But like we gave them, everybody waltzed in and we gave them a drawstring bag that had candy in it.
Sweet.
Because it was a Halloween party thing. Like it was a themed Halloween party. So they got candy, mad stickers, sticker sheets, wristbands, like just little chill stuff, you know. And then throughout the day we gave away a bunch of stuff. I think we gave away like some wheels, we gave away a solid fork, we gave away mad grip tape, just a ton of stuff.
That's sick.
Gloves, shirts, this, that. It was solid, bro. It was really cool and everybody had a good time. There's a lot of people that were dressed up. We all got onesies. I was Winnie the Pooh.
Bro.
I make a pretty hot Winnie the Pooh.
Oh,
I must say, bro.
Man, cut that out, yeah, editor. Bro, cut real. That out.
You should see me, bro. It's like wagging like this, bro.
Nah, you got no wagon, son.
This guy's crazy.
Dude, no wagon.
I look sick.
No wagon.
But no, it was good though, bro. It was good.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah.
It looks sick.
I can't wait for that, for like another like zone event too.
Yeah. I was gonna say it's got a little different. You're on a different side of things now. I mean, I know we kind of ran those back in the day, but like you didn't own it.
Like, yeah, like now I got to make sure.
So I'm putting you on the spot. What's the next one?
Shoot. Christmas.
On the spot.
That's the next one. Christmas. And then I think like early next year, January, February, we're going to start hitting Am Jam. Just getting ready for
that'd
it.
Be sick.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. Got to have an Am Jam because we left off.
Yeah.
Bro.
You know, like Am Jam started up and it's become very much of an annual event, but COVID killed it for that.
Yeah, there's no way you could have done it last year.
Yeah, and then the fire was a big one, so we couldn't do that one the year before, which none of us were associated with Scooter Zone at that time anyway, but now we're at a point where, I mean, we'll have the resources, we're getting, you know, our team situation together and all that kind of stuff, so that's most definitely, I think, going to be the next
one. That'll be sick, dude. I think I won one of those, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. I think you won a couple.
Like maybe one or two.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I never went to one, though.
I never rolled up. This guy.
Yo, I
must
really
be nice to be
Raymond
Warner, bro.
I was birthed
pro.
Nah, stop.
I came out the womb pro.
Stop
just
it.
The local god.
Stop.
Wearing Osiris's and big ass knee pads.
Yo, yeah, the Osiris's.
Do you remember those things, bro?
We just talked about them like a week or two ago.
Bro, I had some rainbow ones, dude.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the orange, like purple, orange, blue.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I believe I wanted them so bad from Ross that I probably bought like a size or two.
Is that the rainbow? You just call it orange, purple, and blue a rainbow?
Well, I mean, there was several colors on it.
Here we go, bro.
Not enough colors.
Here we go.
To make a rainbow. Yeah,
this guy.
Here we
Anyways.
Go, dude.
Come on now.
I'm waiting.
I'm the brains of this podcast Jesus over here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
I'm Einstein.
But we got, there's a couple events coming up here pretty soon. I know we got like the Nitro event over at Woodward West. Mm-hmm. That one's coming up.
25th and 26th.
You're supposed to be going out there.
This month?
Judging it.
You're judging, son.
Dude, me and Drew rolling up.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's been pretty cool. I've gotten a lot closer to Drew over the last couple of years. So it'll be cool to like drive up with him.
I'm going to cut you off. But for the people that don't know who he's referring to, Andrew Broussard.
Oh, yeah. River Proto.
Drew.
TG.
Yeah.
Shouts out.
Yeah. Andrew's one of our boys. Long time homie. And every time he comes down here, it's basically like a podcast without a podcast.
Oh, dude. You can't.
Talk for hours.
Yeah. Yeah. But easy, though.
Easy.
Easy. That's the problem.
Had lunch with him at the Chino event. Oddly enough, the other Nitro event.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And we went to beat, like, just to get, like, VJs and just grab a quick lunch. I think we were there for
9 hours.
Yeah.
Late.
Yeah. I would assume.
Yeah.
I'd assume.
Easy guy to talk to, bro, and he's always down. That's the problem. Like, mm-hmm. we're all always down to just shoot the shit. Yeah. And Sometimes.
He's always got something on his mind.
Always. Zone
He's
warp.
Always got something to say.
Oh, he always.
Always got something to say.
You know, that was almost the, I almost landed on that.
Zone warp. Too. That could have been cool.
Zone warp.
I like zoned out, but zone, you could, you zone warp is.
Because zoned out, I feel like zone warp was like a very select few.
And yeah, you'd have to be like a Trick Darger. Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, Nick Darger, Julio, all those guys.
John, Chris.
Sure. Yeah, so for again, for the people who don't know who those guys are, just the old Scooter Zone crew. Like, mm-hmm. they're OG.
Super OG.
Super. But yeah, dude, the Hot Wheels thing is cool. Mm-hmm. Like,
sick.
It's really good. It's cool to see something other than scootering, being involved in scootering. Because, I mean, dude, for the last, what, 15 years we were just talking about, it's if it's a scooter contest, it's put on by a scooter brand or a scooter association or something like that.
And you know it's 5 hours late. You already know.
Always.
Every time.
Every single time.
So, and it's cool, too, that it's directly, it's like the juniors. I forget, like, the full name of it. It's like the Nitro World Games,
Hot Wheels. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So, it's cool. Like, again, Hot Wheels is involved in Nitro. Like, obviously, if you're any type of action sport guy and you don't know what Nitro is, you've been living under a rock.
For days, yeah.
So, it's cool to see that. Those boys get involved, and I'm excited to go up there, and this will be my second time judging one. So,
was the first one Chino?
Mm-hmm. The one that you did like the MC for, and you were supposed to like MC, but then you ended up being on like the actual broadcast thing with Hirsch or
that
whatever.
Was like
three years
ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Was it 3 years ago already?
Yeah, at least. Because Hirsch was still living in San Diego.
Oh, you're right.
Hirsch was living in San Diego. I was supposed to just announce it over the live stream with him.
Yeah.
And I rolled up, and they're like, hey, so we're going to have you, like, kind of roll with one of all the kids and, like, teach them how to do this.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
cool.
Okay. I mean, I'm a team player. I'm like, all right, cool. So I did. And then we did the live stream, and everything went really well.
Yeah.
I judged the recent one at Chino, which was, they make it so easy, bro. So easy. Just iPad. Swipe, done.
Oh, bro, you got an iPad? So I'm going to get an iPad this time?
You're going to get an iPad.
Dude, I was on the pen and paper.
Yeah, no. It's an iPad. iPad, and it's like you select the rider, swipe it over to where you believe their score should be, and
dude,
submit,
so
done.
Down for
that's
that.
Crazy, because you can't write, so that's good for you.
Nitro's the only event that I've ever gone to where they actually did run on time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say. Yeah. Well, because it is an invite only, bro.
Well, bro, that's I mean, that and, like, they had a full, like, shipping container full of, like, the guys running the live cameras and everything.
Yeah,
they're pretty nice. It was legit.
Dang. Yeah, I haven't been around one of those.
Yeah, they're pretty intense. That and then ISF. That's the other one that's
coming.
Yeah,
that was in Arizona. I'm going to be all over the place.
I know,
not
bro.
This coming week, the week after.
Which
is cool.
Yeah, he's doing that one, too.
I'm judging both, dude. Yeah. I'm stoked. It's cool to...
Who's hiring this guy to judge?
Hey, man. Apparently, you know.
Dang.
Yeah, true. Dude, like, I'm actually stoked. I'm stoked that you're going to be cruising out to those because then I get, like, a kind of a firsthand review as to, like, how they actually go.
Yeah, and I'm just stoked to still, like, have some involvement in scootering without having to ride in the contest and all these other things that I was doing at one point.
Yeah.
It's just a new chapter, and I'm super stoked for it.
Yeah, that's good, dude. That's solid. That's really, really cool.
Should be fun. I mean, the only difference is, like, I don't know half the people at half of these things, man. Because like our whole crew has moved out, besides like a handful of guys who are still riding, like Branson, Nolan, and even Nolan, like he's actually quite a bit younger than I thought he was. Just same thing like Derek Martin.
Isn't he closer to my age?
No,
Derek's young.
Derek's like
Nolan.
Derek's younger than me. I know that.
Oh, no,
Derek's like 19.
Yeah, he's young.
Derek's
bro.
Like,
young.
19, and then Nolan's like 22.
He's probably my age.
Probably around there. Yeah.
Nolan. Younger than me.
No, yeah, he's younger, dude.
Nolan's
he's younger than Branson.
Old.
Ah, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Like I don't want to say grew up with these kids, but they were always around as we were growing up through the sport. Mm-hmm. So I always thought Derek and Nolan were like, you know, more his age, like 24, 25.
Psych.
Nah. Met Derek when he was like 7 or something. And then all of a sudden he's just
now he's like 6'6".
And just can do any trick ever.
Any trick.
On anything ever and make
backpack.
It look good.
Like the street jam was so gnarly. And there was just another street jam too. That one in
Austin?
Texas. Yeah.
Your boy, what is it? Jacob
Close,
Jacob, dude.
I hope we're saying his last name right, dude.
Close, Cloez.
It has to
I
be Close.
I always say Close.
I usually just say first names for that
it has
exact
to be.
Reason.
Jacob PNW.
But, yeah.
Hey, you're nasty, dude.
Dude, unreal.
I didn't really meet you. I didn't get to meet
I got
you
him.
At. Did you actually, bro?
Got him, bro.
That's murder.
He
That's
going.
Why he takes fish pen.
He going?
Yeah, dude. He's good, dude.
No, but dude, this kid Jacob's nasty,
bro.
Yeah, he's gnarly,
nasty.
Bro. So like he posted a clip that we reposted on Scooter's Instagram, which if you guys don't follow us, make sure you do. And he did, let's see.
It was like a quad drop.
The massive quad drop.
I had to watch that twice. I was like, he just quadded off that.
I thought it was three at first,
and then I watched it again.
No, he did four.
We talked about the dude, I think this is our third time possibly now.
Yeah. Bro, because he's like, up and coming. He's, I'm going to say it like five more times. He's nasty.
He's nasty.
He's so nasty, bro.
He did the quad drop. He did the front bry over that gap that was probably unbelievable.
I think he whip-finged it too.
Scooter should looks like it should have blown up on him.
Yeah, they do. They love that, bro. They love that like loose sounding scoot, and I don't blame them. I like it too. Yeah, I can't ride it personally, but I do like it. This you be doing that, bro.
Bro, he's got the John Dev suspension.
Yeah. Oh god.
Straight from his textbook, bro. Straight from his textbook. I get roasted by all the kids that come in here too.
Yeah, but it's because they're, and I'm like, it's nah, because of this fool.
What?
He is the reason why scootering like everyone wants their scooter dialed.
Me?
Yes, because from the time we were working at the zone through all your YouTube videos, you're always like, dong, 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 dong.
Sounds like the Holy Grail.
Yeah, bro.
Then the kids come in, hey, can I get it like that? I'm like,
well, Ray's scooter is like $800. So,
my bad.
If you want,
I mean, I'll try.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want, if you need a quick tune up.
Hey, you know, it comes to your boy, bro. I got you, bro.
Yeah, man. I gotta say, bro.
He finally figured it out.
He's doing really good. Like right when we rolled in here, I had to do him dirty a few times. Like, yeah. You remember the headset?
Yeah.
Remember that when I did that to you?
Yeah.
I gotta do that to him every now and then. Cause like, hey, bro, I can't get this out.
He do it all the time.
No, dude.
That's why I stop. I don't ask him.
But Cody stay doing that to me. Like, oh, dude, I can't figure out like whatever it is. Like, right. Oh, how do you cut this clip to this? And he's like, bop, 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 bop.
Done.
Oh. I'm like, oh. So I'm just stupid. Thanks.
But no, he's good. He's getting really good. So I mean, he's been really good for a while now. I mean, we've been here for a year.
Scooter technician.
Scooter technician, bro. Mm.
Can't work on anything else but a scooter.
Scooter component installationer.
Installationer.
But no, he's
sounds like my kind of vocabulary.
He's learning, bro. He's getting it good. He's got time. Everything like
he was hitting me up.
Oh, dude,
how do I do this?
I could imagine, bro, because it's stressful. Because it do be stressful sometimes.
I don't recall.
You said like this.
You want to talk about capping?
I don't know what you were talking about.
I do
about.
Not remember these.
Anyways.
Interesting.
What's like the weirdest scoot that you've had to work on coming in
bro,
here?
Bro, I get the Snapchats.
Oh, yeah.
I get the Snapchats.
Yo, oh. Okay, the one that. Okay, so it was like a prodigy, though. Dog, his scooter just feels like it looks newer, but it feels like he'd been riding it for 20 years. What the hell's going on with this thing? I'm trying to yank on the bars, get him off. Thunder kick, boof, dude! It looked like LeBron James, playoff game dust.
Oh,
I'm like, what, dog? I took his bars, turned them upside down.
No,
boom, sand. I took his headset. I took his deck with his forks and everything on it. Turn it upside down, boom.
Bro, I got that Snapchat, and I was like,
he was from Hemet.
100%. Yo, I straight up went outside.
He lives in Hemet.
Bro, why you always be
bro? Because dude, people in Hemet hate Hemet, bro. I just had some of the boys roll up to Hemet or roll up to the Cal Oaks yesterday or 2 days ago. All the boys rolled up, homies, right? Super cool group of guys, and they were like, "Yeah, we just cruised off. We just hopped off the bus. They've been bussing for like." I would imagine like an hour to get to Cal Oaks.
Damn, Cal Oaks.
Bus into Cal Oaks, bro. Roll up. All of them were chilling, having a good time. And they were like, dude. I was like, where you guys from? Like Hemet. Like that, dude. Like Hemet.
Bro.
Come on, bro.
It's like, dude, you thought it was kinda like how you were talking about like, oh dude, I gotta do homework when I get home. They said it like how I say like I gotta work at 10:30 at night. Hemet. They hated it, bro. They're like, we ain't got nothing.
Skate park, ain't got nothing over there.
They got nothing. And guarantee that kid just be riding in his dirt front yard.
Bro.
Bro.
Bro, when he sent me the snap of him turning that thing over and like, I was like, what did he do? Bury it?
I went out there and I was like, yo, dog, you going off-roading in this thing?
He said, yeah.
I kind of, no, I was riding I just kind of messed him.
You going off-roading in this dirt?
Thing? I ride at Kingle Wings.
Bro, it literally was dumping.
Oh, my.
Dumping. You know what's actually? I'm going to cut myself off. I had this really nice couple come in. They're like freshman, sophomore, college age. So they're a little bit younger. Bro, they're from San Jacinto, right? I had not known. And it was literally, they were waiting for me to get here. So it was probably like 11:05 when I came in.
Okay.
And he's like, I had nothing going on. And he was building a scoot, partying it out. like throughout like a month or two or whatever. So he had all the parts. He's like, hey, you put it together? Yeah, cool. He's like, can I watch you? Cool. Okay, he went back, watched me.
He likes to watch.
And
sorry, I had to. I had to. Toss that one up for me.
And then this will, so I kind of like, we go on, for some reason, you get to start talking about Scooter Zone James and stuff. I was like, yeah, he's got King of Wings in San Jacinto. They go, San Jacinto? That's where we're from. And I was like, you guys ever go there? And they're like, no. I was like, dang, you guys missed out, though. That place is fire.
It do be fire.
San Jacinto was fire. You pulled up there?
No, I brought it back.
You bring me back all the time.
Yeah, I go there all the time. I probably went out there once a week.
Yeah.
Once a week, bro. It's
that's deep, bro.
45 minutes to get there, 45 minutes to get back. And, of course, every time I go there, James is like, hey, big dogs, hang out for a little bit.
Oh,
yeah. So we'd be hanging out inside.
We do hang out.
Yeah, dude.
We've been hanging out.
Dude, he kind of dangerous when you just want to hang out. He's just dangerous, bro.
Because he's usually not just hanging out.
No, it's never just hanging out. He wants to, like, do something.
Do
something, bro. Like, oh, this damn bug, bro.
I thought you done got him.
Apparently his cousin just came out.
Bro, y'all be stinking up in here, man.
Tell your friends.
Dude, there's, like, been 3 or 4 bugs that would just be
crazy. No. You know what that's from? Bro, I know it was Mason sitting right here. Someone had a milkshake right here.
Steve-O.
Yo.
Is that the one from yesterday?
Yo. Hey, yes. Milkshake here. Some kind of drink upstairs. With the wrapper and the receipts everywhere.
Oh damn!
I'm like the kindergarten mom.
No, you're sounding like I'm about to
start.
Right now.
You gotta start cutting people off, hey, bro. Like, no, you can't eat in here. You left a mess last.
Hey, no, next time someone eats and leaves it, I'm gonna make you eat whatever you left.
Oh bro,
that's what's happening. Trash. Oh, crumbs.
You know what that just reminded me of, bro?
Anything.
It's not a good smile.
What the, was it? Habaneros you're making them eat.
Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, bro.
Which time?
The for Woodward.
Oh, yeah. That was all bad.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was really funny. Yeah. I made my brother. Okay, we're getting off topic, but here we are.
Sorry, it just sparked. That one you got to tell. So, ridiculous.
I don't know. Do you know the story?
No, I know the story.
You haven't seen the video, bro.
I know the other one about in front of the house. I know the front of the house story. I know that one.
Were you talking about brother naked?
He was outside butt
bro
naked.
I'm pretty sure that was the first time I went over to Ray's house. Like, I drove up and like Ryan's butt ass naked.
And
in front
it was
of the
always
crib.
Him freaking out. Raymond!
Dude, he
Raymond, stop! Raymond!
I walk up to the front door because I hear him screaming. Now we're really off the rails here. But I hear him screaming and he's covering his junk. And I mean, he's probably like 12. And he's got him outside butt naked, bro, in front of the whole neighborhood.
Raymond, let me in, Raymond.
I knock on the door. No, it gets better. I knock on the door. He goes, what's up, Ryan? Lets me in. Pushes him outside.
Oh, my God.
Bro,
so good.
This guy tortured him.
Bro.
He's trying to make a man out of him, bro.
Yeah. Well, you made him something.
It didn't work.
He must love spiders now. I know that for a fact.
Bro, we could sit here. We could do a whole podcast on just the stuff you've done to him.
Bro, if you put Ryan where the old like storage thing was where you guys kept all the decks and grip and all that in the old shop in Wildemar.
Oh Lord.
If he stepped foot in that spot, he might have like the craziest PTSD of all time.
Probably.
Dude.
Hair that's tamp.
Dude. Well hold on. Before we get run through like 20 stories, you gotta tell the habanero one. That
okay,
one's
habanero
like,
one.
That one's so, just like marquee.
This one is relatable because Ryan wanted to go to Woodward really bad. Woodward West. I told him, hey bro, I'll take you, but you got to eat these habaneros, right? But here's the thing. Ryan had actually already had a ticket to go.
But he had like bad grades or something, right? That's what I was going to say.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Like he already had a ticket to go, but he didn't know about it. But I told him I was going to like buy it for him if he ate these 3 habanero peppers.
But so, that's not even it, dude.
So, like,
that's not even it. It gets way worse.
So,
way worse. What happened if he didn't finish the habaneros, Raymond? You don't remember the nice smoothie you made him?
No. That was getting there. Okay. So, like, no, he was like, all right, I'll do it, but I need something cold to drink.
That's not even what I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about, like,
no, I'm getting there. Okay. He's like, I need something cold to drink. I was like milk? He's like, no, like a milkshake. I'm like, all right, cool, easy, bro. He's like, but I want to watch you make it. He did not trust me, bro.
Yeah, why would he? Bro, and he still got him.
I said, all right, fine. I was like, I'm going to go get the supplies because we were at my ex's house. I was like, I'm going to go get the supplies real quick. Wait right here. Cool. So I run out, ice cream, you know, chocolate sauce and like chocolate chips. Come on back. He's like, all right, I'm ready. And we get the habaneros. And he's like, I'm going to watch you make the shake. I said, cool, let's go in the kitchen. So I dropped like a few scoops of normal ice cream. I grabbed the chocolate syrup, squirted that in there, and then like a decent handful, like two handfuls of like these chocolate chips and dropped them in there. Kind of like the amount that you would use for like a full batch of chocolate cookies.
Yeah.
Like I put a lot in there so he got like some crunch. So I was like, and he's like, cool. Blended it up, poured it out, gave it to him. Huge, dude. It's a huge milkshake. Massive. And he sits down, he starts chomping on these habaneros, bro.
Just like that too, though, bro. He's like trying to chew it so fast. He
just has three of them.
And like he's got spice is just going to run away.
Yeah. He's like trying to eat it so fast that it's just never going to happen.
And he's like getting into it, right? And he starts chugging, bro. Like getting this milkshake and he's getting after it. Getting this whole thing. I'm telling you, bro, this is like a large drink. Bro, like, this is like a large drink at Chick-fil-A sized milkshake.
It is massive.
It's like a 40-ounce milkshake, right? Anyways, he's chugging down this milkshake, bro. But what he doesn't know is those the handful of chocolate chips, those were all chocolate covered laxatives.
Dude.
And I probably put like 25 of them.
Bro, enough. yo, it was enough laxatives to make you poop for like a month and a half.
And he's eating these spicy peppers, bro.
But the part he generously left out is that Ryan's watching him do this, and they literally say lax on the chocolate.
X-lax
on the chocolate, on it.
And then, he like, I mean, it takes a little bit for it to hit, right? Yeah. And he's got a couple more habaneros to get down. He's like, I don't have any more milkshake. I was like, here, I'll go grab you. Because he's like, oh, no, because he saw, he's like, X-lax? What does that mean? I was like, oh, X-lax, like, it's like relax, twice, like to relax,
bro,
the pain.
Bro, he got him
twice. I called it a cooling chip.
Dude, you called it a cooling chip. There's literally, is this video still up?
Yeah, okay. Zone Chronicles 7, I think.
Dude. Hey, link that down below for the people who watch on this on YouTube, dude. They That's have horrible. To watch this video.
Okay, let me look it up really quick. I think it's Scooter Zone Chronicles.
While he's doing that, I'm going to chime in a little bit here. So he's munching these habaneros, munching them. But he's taking breaks in between, too. And he's also, while he's drinking the shake, he's also dumbing a bunch of water. So he's just filling himself up. So, dude, at like, I think probably about 1.5 or maybe 2 habaneros in, he's just eating and yakking. Eating, and like he's got a bowl on the table and he's just throwing up in the bowl and then eating more habanero and throwing up in the bowl. So he takes a break. Raymond's like, yo, dude, why don't you take a break? And he's like, yeah, I got to poop anyway. But little did he know, Raymond had locked every bathroom in the house. So he's sprinting around this house trying to find an open bathroom until he can poop. And he's running. Like, he's like, dude, he's holding his butt. He's like, I gotta poop, baby.
And it's a spicy one, bro, because he has these habaneros just lingering in there, bro.
So he finally lets him in, right? And now he's messing with him. He's sitting on the toilet after he's already been throwing him up and everything. He's sitting on the toilet, and Raymond's opening the door while he's trying to poop.
Because I got the lock.
He's got the lock, bro. Every 10 seconds, this dude's pooping. He's opening the door on him.
And I threw toilet paper, hit him right in the head. Like,
but he still wasn't done. So he had to come back down for the third habanero. I think he ends up, does he end up eating all three?
Yeah, he ate them all.
No, but I thought he didn't because of what you made him drink after.
No, he ate them all.
So why did you make him drink the other shake?
Because it was funny.
Just for your own.
Hey, Matt, so you want to just remember.
Oh, that one.
Yes, and that was same the
night,
same night.
That was the same night that I strapped Separate him. Bet? I strapped him to the light pole and took his pants off.
Bro, this is all in one night.
One night, bro.
One night. Dude. So when you think back when I was like bullying you and stuff, just remember Raymond or Ryan Warner has Raymond as a brother.
Dude, him and Dylan one time, we were swimming in the backyard. I was so young to the point I was still wearing boxers under my board shorts. Bro, these fools picked me up and hung me by my damn boxers on, like,
like the fence in the backyard,
like an 8 foot.
Yeah. Oh
fence.
God,
he
bro.
Was hanging, bro. It for like
my
few minutes.
My underwear literally didn't even hold for a split second. The second Rip. They hooked me on it, it literally I fell straight through, bro. Oh, just straight torquing your boy's stuff, bro. Yeah,
but did we tie you to oh, a no, did bro. We tie you to the corner street light post and take your pants off and leave you there for like several hours?
Butt naked, dude.
Butt naked. Butt naked.
No, because it
in the same night
I would have been giving everybody you? A free show, and it oh, would have been not chill because no
would
free
have
ads.
The microscope out.
I'll free find. Ads. I can't find the video right now, but I'll find the video and I'll put it in the link in the description if
so,
you guys want to watch it.
After all the habaneros, he makes him another bet. I don't know what the bet is, but he's like, "Hey, if you don't do whatever this is, you have to drink a shake of my choice." Bro, it's old milk.
I already
it's,
drank a shake of his choice.
No,
what
bro,
are you talking about?
Bro. It's like ketchup, old milk, like cayenne pepper.
You guys never did that as a kid,
mayonnaise.
Though? Like, you never took shots of just, like, anything that you wanted to, your friends wanted to make? You never
no,
did that?
I used to go to the restaurants time. And make the nastiest drink you could possibly make.
Yeah, like the,
that's
the,
what
the,
I used
like
to
the
do.
Suicide drink.
Yeah,
yeah.
Suicide? Oh, that's
bro,
horrible.
That's not
yeah.
the same as drinking old milk.
Yeah, no.
Ketchup, uh-huh. mustard. Dude, it was, like, every possible thing you could think of. And literally, dude, he gets him into the middle of the street.
Nah.
He's got the cup in his hand. He's like, Ryan, drink it. Ryan, drink it. He drinks it. It's dead quiet. It's the middle of the night. And this is before, you know, ooh. Like he's got the big boy camera set, like all this whole setup. You hear the drink go into Ryan and immediately ride out.
Oh, yeah. Ejectocito.
Like five times, bro. Yeah, literally. You hear it. You hear him swallow and you also hear it just immediately come right back up.
Oh, God.
Why did you make me?
He's probably pissed just listening to this
oh,
right
so
now.
Oh, so funny,
pissed.
Bro.
Dude.
We'll get him on here one of these days, bro.
Oh, hell yeah. Man.
I want to hear his side
get
of the story.
Get that boy out of here. Yeah, for real.
All right, I know you guys are trying to wrap up, but I got one more Ryan story. And unfortunately, I was actually involved in this one, so sorry, Ryan. We're at Cal Oaks. We were at the zone. You had earlier. Sorry, let me backtrack. We were at the zone. Ryan was at Cal Oaks. Earlier in that day, Ryan really wanted you to give him a ride to Cal Oaks, but you made him ride all the way there from Scooter Zone, which was, what did you say, a good 5-6 miles at least?
Yeah, but right? And we had to go up that hill.
Yeah, so you already made him do that. So we go to pick him up because we're going to go ride Megazone or Chino or something after work. And we start messing with him. We're driving in circles around Calix skate park parking lot. And like we're stopping and going, you know, that whole thing. Really like harmless fun actually for most of the stuff you've done to him in the past. But then somehow Raymond's in the passenger seat of my old Mercury Mountaineer. He hucks. I don't even know. What'd you throw out of the car?
Water bottle.
He threw a full water bottle out. Somehow Ryan decides that it's a good idea for something that's supposed to come over his head to jump, and it hits him right in the nuts. And as that's happening, he drops his like Kobe like Chevron cup and I run it over.
He's like, you owe me $32.50.
Like, bro. Like something stupid for the cup. But he's on the ground holding his nuts because I don't even know how that even happens. Like, just yeah. I mean, poor Ryan,
man,
bro.
Oh, dude. Too much fun with him, bro. We'll get him on here one of these days, dude. Because that's like the two younger brothers. And maybe we should both be here. Oh, that'd be all ooh. Bad, bro. That's gonna be a long rumble. That's gonna be a long pod, bro.
That might be a 3-hour one. Probably. I had to get all the batteries out for that one.
Mm-hmm. But we're gonna tune out right now. Ryan, thank you so much for being here with us, bro. It was a good time.
The first one.
First guest here.
Little brother.
Unzoned out. Yeah.
Anyways, dude.
Got Matty G's little bro.
Yeah, you already know.
Dude. Nah, don't be starting that, bro. Because if you start saying it, bro, the kids are gonna start saying
it.
I'm gonna have to knock somebody out.
Somebody's getting Mason.
And it's, yeah, maybe him
Mason.
First, bro,
yeah,
for
Mason
real.
First.
Just
bro, that
out.
Kid comes up to the park wilding. Just run. He's
always.
Running. I think he's running his mouth before he gets out the whip.
Hey, you know what happened recently?
Talks in his sleep. That's why.
I ain't gonna say it. He just got so spooked though.
So spooked.
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey,
at
hey, you know, Mason. We know.
Hey, Mason.
You know what we're talking about.
I know
Lord.
What you did last
big
summer.
Spooky.
Oh Lord.
I know what you did last summer. I'm gonna leave it at that. That's a story. That's a. That's not a story for the podcast. But thank you guys so much for watching, as always. Do not forget, if you guys want to follow Ryan, check him out on Instagram. He's got his Instagram. It's @r_Gould. You got anything, anywhere else you want to check you out or anything like that?
Not at the moment, but I appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely, man. It's a lot of fun. We'll have you on again one of these days, I'm sure. And do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Gould's signature Hella Grip sheet of grip tape. If you guys want to grab it, you guys know where to grab it. Let them know.
It's the RG Hella Grip Super No Media Grip Tape. You can find it here at www.thescooterzone.com.
That's it.
Where all the goats work on your scooters.
All the goats, all bro. All the goats. And we always have worked on your scooters. We got the most experience on your scooter.
You know.
We got this.
I can't read, but I can work on a scooter.
Peace.
You got a point there. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Later.
Doses.
Peace.